views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Arizona, Louisiana, Mississippi. Hey, Brother Mike, back on the radio. Welcome to the program. I'm the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing in Phoenix. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to give you some case studies today. Have you ever wondered what it was like to be me? Have you ever wondered what it was like to be me? Wow, that's not a pretty sight, is it? Well, I'm going to give you some case studies today, and I'm going to see if you can believe them, because these things are all true. I'm going to tell you about some of the clients I've been counseling over the last few years, and I'm going to tell you about some of the situations they've had today. Case studies on hardcore Christianity. Not going to mention any names. Of course, everything's kept in confidence in my counseling practice. I'm going to make a couple of announcements while you make a call to somebody and tell them that Brother Mike is on the radio. Thank you for your time. This is Brother Mike. I'm the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing in Central Phoenix. We're on 11th Street. We're just south of Indian School Road. We're just west of the 51 Freeway and east of the Veterans Administration Hospital. Every Sunday night at 6 o'clock, I hold a special teaching service for my radio listeners. I teach from the Greek New Testament. These are the most unique and unusual Bible studies anywhere in Maricopa County. 6 o'clock sharp, Sunday night. Just prior to that, at 4:30 p.m. every Sunday night, the healing rooms are open. If you need to be healed, you're sick and you need help, please have someone bring you to the healing room on Sunday night at 4:30 p.m. No appointment is necessary. Every Friday night, we have the most unique services anywhere in the southwestern part of the United States. We have a mass or group deliverance service at the House of Healing. If you know someone that's being oppressed by demons, we also have services for Roman Catholics. 6 o'clock on Friday night. Please don't miss these services. If you've ever seen the Holy Spirit move in supernatural power, if you've ever wanted to see dozens of people delivered from demons at once, it's an unusual sight to say the least, but it's the most rewarding thing you've ever seen, to see sicknesses and illnesses and mental illnesses leave people in one service. It's quite remarkable. Friday nights at 6 o'clock at the House of Healing. Do not miss these deliverance services. If you're a born-again Christian and you need counseling but you can't afford it, you can receive it now for free. Free counseling services available. Call now. Why call now? It's going to take a week or so to get you on the schedule. Call now. Free counseling service available. But you must be a born-again Christian to apply for those services. May God richly bless you. Shout-outs to our friends in Casa Grande. We are moving into the Casa Grande area with ministry. We have two seminars there in the month of May. The response has been wonderful there. We love our people and our friends in Casa Grande. May God richly bless you. Keep track of the ministry on HardcoreChristianity.com. Catch all the radio programs every day. Catch the archives. Catch the iTunes. May God richly bless you. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your donations. We do not solicit money. We are not about money in this ministry. Okay, we're not going to be looking for Lamborghinis or yachts. That prosperity stuff is crazy. That's not something we're about. But we thank you so much for your donations. We paid all our bills last year. We've paid all our bills this year thanks to you. May God richly bless you. How about some case studies? Would you like to hear them? These are typical cases that I run into. Believe it or not, nothing surprises me. Okay? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Can you hear me? Did you hear what I said? Yeah. Nothing surprises me. Nothing shakes me. Nothing bothers me. You say, Brother Mike, now come on, something must bother you. No, nothing. Let's take a hypothetical situation. Let's just say that you are an individual that maybe you've got a fetish with goats and jewelry, honey, and grape jelly. Okay? well, I'm not going to go talk to Brother Mike because he'll condemn me or he'll be shocked. I will not. Come on in. Just come in, 602-636-5800. Call the ministry hotline. Call the counseling line, 636-5800, and come in and get healed. Come in and get healed. Nobody's going to judge you. Just recently, I had a woman come in who had been molested when she was 6 years old. And this, the pain of this event, it was her stepfather. He would climb in bed with her at night after everybody else had gone to sleep. And every time he'd open the door, she could smell him. And that smell plagued her all of her life. And he would climb in bed with her. He never had full-blown intercourse with her, but he would fondle her breasts and her nipples and her vagina, and he would molest her. This would go on for about a half hour or so, and then he would leave. And he would do it frequently during the week, sometimes every night. When the woman came in, she broke down in heavy weeping, and I took her into the prayer room after I got her to relax, after I invited the incredible Holy Ghost into the room. I asked the woman to gently go back in time to that day when it first started, when he was molesting her, when he started to come in and climb in bed with her. And as she did, some very, very painful emotions started to come up in her soul. Now, your soul is part of your inner man, and that's where your emotions come from. Your emotions are in your soul, just like your thoughts are in your brain, in your mind, excuse me. Your thoughts are in your mind. Your mind is in your brain. This woman began to have severe pain in her body. She had a cramp in her stomach. And then I asked her to agree with me to give this pain to the Lord Jesus and let him have it, and to issue forgiveness and mercy to her stepfather. She agreed to do it, and suddenly, supernaturally, this pain lifted out of her soul. I mean, it was quite remarkable. And I asked her, after she was healed, to go back and relive the incident again. She went over the incident, and it was gone. Absolutely gone. Another woman came for prayer in my counseling practice, and she was in her late 60s, and she had been married 5 times, and her last 2 marriages were polygamy. She had married 2 non-practicing type Mormons over in Mesa. There's a lot of polygamy going on in Mesa, but it's not official. They're all ceremonial wives over there. They're not official wives. They're too smart for that. And the main Mormon church now discourages polygamy, but underneath they practice it. They practice it, but they don't do it officially. Well, anyway, this woman was in Mesa, and she was a polygamous wife and so on. And she had came to me suffering from severe depression, and she had strange pains in all of her joints. She had aches and pains in her, I mean, from her neck down to her ankles. Her toes even hurt. It was the strangest case. It was full-blown fibromyalgia. This case was so remarkable that I got her testimony on a healing CD that you can order off the website, hardcorechristianity.com. This is one of the illnesses that is on that CD. Well, this poor woman repented of Mormonism, and she repented of sin. She repented of adultery. She repented of multiple marriages. She just repented of everything. And I laid my hands on her body, and the demons came out of her body, and the fibromyalgia was gone. She got up and was walking around the sanctuary healed. Another man came to me for prayer who was severely tormented from post-traumatic stress disorder in Iraq. He had picked up fear spirits. They were in his mind, and he was suffering. And once the spirits were removed, complete calm returned to that man, and he was able to go home and sleep like a baby. Had another woman who was abused and rejected and verbally degraded by her parents when she was young. She had developed a terrible, poor self-concept, low self-esteem. And during a period of time when she was young, she was extremely promiscuous. She had had unprotected intercourse with over 100 men. She was an attractive woman, had a nice body. But by the time I saw her, she's in her 40s now, her body was falling apart, and I mean, she was sick. She had all kinds of pains in her stomach, her womb, gallbladder, liver. She had organ pains and everything. She was infected with unclean spirits. Once the demons were removed, believe it or not, this woman's depression and her pain and her internal organs was gone. Had another woman who was in a long-term marriage of a verbally abusive husband, and this woman was suffering from severe depression and fear, and she went into the prayer room for deliverance and began to scream at the top of her lungs. I was a little concerned because I was afraid that somebody outside the House of Healing was going to hear it and call the cops. Thank God nobody heard it. These evil spirits were leaving her. She was screaming at the top of her lungs. I had my fingers stuck in my ear, clear to my brainstem. And when it was all over, she was healed. She left with complete peace, and she had forgiven her abusive husband. Had another gentleman come to me who was suffering from a wide range of strange physical illnesses and depression and insomnia. Come to find out, when he was young, he grew up on a farm somewhere in the Midwest, and he had started having intercourse with sheep. I thought he was joking at first, but he was not. He literally was having intercourse with farm animals. This poor man was loaded with evil spirits. I felt so sorry for him. He was so depressed, so sick. You say, well, that doesn't happen in our society. Yes, it does, believe it or not. It's not normally full-blown intercourse with animals, but believe it or not, a lot of women have come to me for counseling who have been involved in bestiality, but it's been licking. It's usually a pet. It's usually a dog. They usually got involved in it when they were younger. But this kind of behavior draws in evil spirits. If you feel that you've been involved in some kind of behavior in your past that has brought you a severe mental or physical illness, you feel you may be infected, you can be healed, you can be delivered. 602-636-5800. No matter what you've been involved in, neither I nor the Holy Ghost will flinch. He wants to heal you. The Lord Jesus loves you. He wants to take care of you. You can be healed. See you Sunday night at 6 o'clock. I'll see you Friday at the deliverance service, 6 p.m. and at the House of Healing at the Healing Room at 4:30 Sunday nights. This is Brother Mike on HardcoreChristianity.com. My ride's on the roof. I got to go. See you next time.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.
If you would like to hear this program again, log on right now to FamilyValuesRadio.net. Then, just go to the Click to Listen button to find the name of this program. Tell your family and friends about FamilyValuesRadio.net.